Beowulf is a classic old English poem that many of us are forced to study, but few understand. It's long, 3,182 lines to be precise, and it's written in a language no one speaks. But the poem inspires intrepid fans, as Rachel Martin of member station KQED found out this past weekend when Beowulf diehards gathered in Berkeley, California for their annual marathon reading of the epic.
It's a beautiful spring evening on the UC Berkeley campus. While throngs flee academic buildings in search of open space, a small group of about 20 students, faculty, and community members prepare to cloister themselves inside a classroom for a most unusual purpose, to read the 6th century epic poem Beowulf, all in one sitting and all in Old English. Veteran marathon organizer and English graduate student Patrick Schwederman lays down some ground rules and asks the group to begin the poem together.
Okay, on three, we're going to have the clat here, all right? What time is it, by the way? Someone check their watch.
6:34.
6:34, the official time right here. Okay, 6:34. Okay, on three. One, two, three.
Quat!
They ring in the beginning of the tale with the first huat, roughly translated as hearken, and then they're off. As tradition goes, each reader recites about a page or so, then passes it on to the next person in the circle.
Het him utlidan, godne jegirwan, quaf he guth kuning, over swan rada.
After 2.5 hours of reading, Beowulf saves the Danes by slaying the monster Grendel and prepares to set sail back home to the land of the Geats, where further adventures await. But before the great warrior takes on his next foe, the Berkeley group takes a little break. First-time marathoner Beth Walukas talks over the reading with Schwederman. Walukas doesn't know a lick of Old English, but that didn't stop her from trying to follow along.
The rhythms are wonderful.
Yeah, that's fun.
And for a minute I thought I understood it, and then I read the translation. I wasn't any close.
Never look at the translation.
The poem has a mystique, but as marathoner Arthur Barr says, Beowulf still may not be for everyone.
Like Old English literature generally, perhaps, it's not for the faint of heart, but it holds rewards for the intrepid souls who are sort of willing to dive headfirst into it.
Reading the whole poem out loud this way takes about 4.5 hours. There are a few other groups around the country that brave this challenge every year, but Berkeley holds the record, with this year marking its 50th marathon anniversary. When asked why he does this year after year, Pat Schwederman says it's a kind of academic sporting event, a ritual tribute to a great poem.
It has the same kind of attraction, I think, as anything that has no immediately obvious purpose and requires, you know, a certain amount of skill and stamina. Kind of the textual equivalent of, you know, climbing a mountain. You know, when you get to the top of the mountain, you come down. When you get to the end of Beowulf, you close the book.
You fin he yawer, seva swa sero grim swa thu self talas, ake hava on funda.
But with 2 hours left to the end of the poem, these readers still have a long way to go. For NPR News, I'm Rachel Martin in Berkeley. Sweden on sita.